Stockholm Delete by Jens Lapidus. Translated from the Swedish by Alice Menzies. Read for you by John Lindstrom. Tony Katahoyuk didn't love his job. His real dream was to be a policeman, but he failed to get into the training course twice. He had perfect vision and hearing, and he'd passed the physical tests with ease. He didn't have any of the inadmissible health problems either, and his grades were good enough. It was the psychological tests where it had all gone wrong. They'd said that he didn't see himself as a part of the wider group, that he tested as a lone wolf. When he called the recruitment people, they just parroted more of the same story. They repeated the same words as the report, over and over again. The sky had started to lighten, but the forest around him was still dark. He was driving quite a bit above the speed limit, but his bosses normally encouraged that, at least during night shifts. Not that they would ever officially admit it. "We can't just take our time out there," they said. "We should either be at the monitoring center or with our customers, where we can put ourselves to some use. People appreciate us getting to them quickly, even if we are just caretakers in uniform." Tony hated that. Caretakers in uniform. He was no caretaker. He was there to fight the bad guys, just like the police officer he planned on becoming someday. The alarm had come in about 15 minutes earlier, from a house in the woods on Värmdö Island, to the east of Stockholm. It was a power outage, though the electricity had come on again after a few minutes. Without slowing down, he turned onto a smaller road to the right. He hadn't been along this road before, but the risk of meeting another car was virtually zero. There were hardly any houses around. He was only about a quarter mile from the house when he spotted something behind a big bush on the verge up ahead. It looked like a car in the ditch on the right. Maybe he should stop to see if something had happened. No, the alarm had to be checked within 25 minutes. That's what their customer guarantee said, anyway. The gravel in the courtyard crunched as he pulled up. There was a garage beyond the house, but he couldn't see any cars in it. It was quiet. The alarm was no longer sounding. Tony assumed the owner must have turned it off. That wasn't so unusual either. It was the middle of the night, and their customers usually just went back to sleep after turning off a false alarm. But it was too quiet here somehow, too still. Like everything was holding its breath. He took out his cell phone and tried calling the customer again. No one answered. The front door was painted yellow, with a little window set into it. The place looked dark inside. Tony held down the bell. Heard it ring faintly. No one came to the door, so he rang the bell again. This time, he pressed it down for even longer. He knew what to do in this kind of situation. SP, standard procedure. Visual inspection of the exterior. Check the area. Make notes. Report back to HQ.